Okay, so I'm going to pick up where Astrid ended, because I'm here to really give a message of hope. They say it is always darkest before dawn. It is always darkest before dawn. Dawn is when the lights come on. This means, of course, that things will get better, that we will get rid of the mask mandates, social distancing, and most importantly, in very, very dangerous shots. We have to get rid of them. But this will not happen if we stand at the sidelines and wait for someone to turn on the light or the cavalry to come riding in and save us. This time, we are the cavalry. And this time, we have to turn on the light. I'm saying this not because I had a dream, but I'm saying this because this is what more than 150 scientists, experts, and others from all over the world have told us in our Berlin Corona Investigative Committee over the course of more than 1.5 years. These people include Dr. Mike Yeadon, formerly of Pfizer, Dr. Robert Malone, who invented the mRNA vaccines, Professor Luc Montagnier, Nobel Prize winner from France, but also Professor Alexandra Henrion-Côte and Vera Sharaf, both of whom we've heard today. Now even politicians, members of the European Parliament. These people are my and Viviana's guidestones. I'll say to hell with the Georgia guidestones. My guidestone is Vera Sharaf. The most important thing we, that is all of us, can do is to bring out the truth. Bring out all those facts that make up the pieces of a pretty scary puzzle so that we can see the whole pretty scary picture. Because only if we know what's really going on, no matter how scary it is, will we be able to make the right choices. Well, if this is a puzzle of 1,000 pieces, we now have about 900 pieces in place. It lets us see enough of the picture to know, one, we cannot trust our governments and our politicians, because they're not our governments and our politicians anymore, but rather they have been served us courtesy of the Davos clique, or Mr. Global, as Catherine always says, mostly through its Young Global Leaders program. Two, we cannot trust the mainstream media anymore because they are owned by the Davos clique. And therefore, we cannot trust anything these two, politicians and mainstream media, are telling us about this so-called pandemic, which is really a plandemic in the sense that they, the Davos clique or Mr. Global, have been planning to roll their agenda out for many years. The panic mongering was designed by psychologists and psychiatrists, and the means through which they convey their panic propaganda to us is through those politicians and those mainstream media. However, we can now see through all this. We now know that the PCR test on which all the measures are based cannot tell us anything about infections and that there are no asymptomatic infections. And we know that this virus, no matter if it is natural or part or wholly man-made, is no more dangerous than the common flu. What is dangerous, of course, extremely dangerous, are the shots, which they call vaccinations. These crimes against humanity must be stopped, and they will be stopped. The only one who can do this, however, is us. Yes, we, the lawyers, will do our best to help. We have an international group of lawyers that will start an international judicial proceeding very soon, probably at the end of next week. And there will be a real judge, real lawyers, real expert witnesses, and real witnesses who will testify to the damage they suffered because of the measures, in particular because of the shots. I am confident that through this proceeding, we will get indictments against these defendants whom we consider dangerous war criminals. But it is much more important to get out the whole truth of what is happening to the people of the world so that they can see the whole picture. Because it is we, the people, who will stop this, no one else. And we, the people, will have to disconnect from this totally corrupt and criminal system and create our own system of healthcare, economics, education, and of course, a whole new judiciary. It's happening already. This is happening in our communities and in our regions, the only place where we can tailor make this new society so that it fits perfectly well. And of course, we must get rid of the globalist structures through which the Davos clique, Mr. Global, is desperately trying to gain complete control over us. This, I believe, is the only way to get out and get up. See and understand what is really going on and take action based upon what we can see.
turn away from the criminal Davos clique and its puppets and create something brand new, completely independent of this rotten system. We will get help, and I believe it'll be very powerful help, but we have to get moving. Our criminal proceeding will bring out the truth through a judicial proceeding and will hopefully be a motivator for all of us in our communities and our regions to disconnect from the global criminals and their system and create something much better and finally much more humane. There will be lots of cleanup work to do, and we as lawyers will be happy to do that. But again, the turnaround can only be achieved by all of us. It can be done, and it will be done. And I'm confident that our judicial proceeding will be a very powerful catalyzer for this. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Anything to add?
Should be on.
Yeah, it's on.
Yeah,
I would like to add a few things to what Rainer said. I'd like to make reference to something that Michael Swinwood, who's an attorney at law in Canada, he always said. He was defending the native Canadians, or like worked with Native Americans, and he was pointing to the atrocities that were committed against them. Also, sometimes even like on a medical with a medical agenda. And he said, now in this kind of social experiment and also genetic experiment for the people who decided or were lured into like taking the vaccine or the so-called vaccine, we're all Indians. Now we're all Indians. And that's really something that we have to see. And it's especially also true for the ones who decided to play along with the system, because like now with the being obliged to then take the booster shot and then another shot and so on and so on, they always go back into the role of being under a lot of pressure. So you cannot comply with the system. It's always going to ask more of you, and more dangerous, more hazard, more like health hazard, basically. So that's something that more and more of the vaccinated are now waking up to, and they find themselves in a very uncomfortable situation now that they've complied and they took the risk without knowing it, and now they see themselves confronted with a lot of damages and they don't know where to turn to. And I think that's something where we really have to reach out, and that's already happening. You know, we in Germany were setting up sort of a help hotline for the ones who got injured in this vaccination process, and I took a tour the last 2 weeks, and we spoke to a lot of them, and they're really desperate. They cannot take the third shot, but at the same time they see how it's really bizarre. They are now being the scapegoats, or like the ones that the ones who took the vaccine and didn't have any side effects are now turning to in anger and saying, now you're a corona denier, or we're just not strong enough and it's your fault. It's a really bizarre constellation. So it's another sort of crime against humanity that's happening here, because the authorities leaving them alone in the rain. The doctors are basically discouraged from helping them. Sometimes they cannot even take down note that they got vaccinated or that the side effects might be in connection to that. So we are setting up an information kind of tool where we can get the information. We're working closely together with the pathology conference, where we finance a laboratory for them so we can do our own testing and our own research to help these people, because they're in desperate need. And with boosters and all that, it's going to be more and more people. And this really has to be stopped, so we can start licking our wounds and helping these people and healing as a society. And I'm optimistic, as Rainer and I think a lot of people here, this house of cards is going to come crumbling down very, very soon, and then we really have a great opportunity to build a new society. The only thing we really have to make sure is that these people do not come, the rats do not enter our new house again. We have to really chase them out. Yeah, they must never come back and play amongst themselves. And I think we'll have a good time in the future.
Thank you. Thank you very much for this very powerful statement. Questions?
Yes. I have a question for Viviane,
Rainer, and also Astrid. Viviane and Rainer, in the last weeks, Mike Yeadon and Wolfgang Vodarg brought to your audition what might be proof that the vaccine are really terrible, might kill people. You may want to summarize it, but my question is how we independent media and how activists in the street can awake people. Shall we go step by step or shall we go directly to the truth? People, wake up quickly, they are killing you.
We don't have any time to take it slow. Things are happening very rapidly. Mike Yeadon is a very good friend. If he and his group of scientists have come up with real evidence, and he showed it to us, and we showed it on our Corona committee, if they have come up with real evidence that proves that they have been trying to check for the right doses, which are lethal, but not lethal enough to scare everyone, I mean, we're talking about crimes against humanity. Of course you can sit back and say, well, maybe things are going to work out. Hell no, they're not. We're going to have to stand up, and you're going to have to stand up. Report the whole story, not just little bits and pieces because you want to be careful. No, we have to know the whole truth, no matter how scary it is, because if we don't know the whole truth, we will not be able to react accordingly. We're going to get these people. But we're going to have to stop them first.
I would just like to add that, in fact, Bill Gates is known in Africa for doing exactly the same to sterilize women, that he was not putting the component in the vials of sterilization to everybody, because then you can always say, oh, you know, this person has not been sterilized, so it's not me. So it is a technique to confuse, you know, people. And I agree that it has to be said. And on a note of hope, I also want to add that we talk about genome, but we have to talk of epigenome. And the epigenetics is the expression of the gene. And in that factor, our genome is like a constant miracle, because you can improve your health all the time. So even if it is terrible, we have to say it. But we have to give hope that there is a lot of things in science that have been hidden, censored. We know it today. We know that the frequency scales, scalar energies in hospitals of Lakovsky were used in the hospitals in France for healing people. And there's a lot of innovation that will come back, I'm sure. But I agree. We have to be very clear and blunt.
Do you also, Juliana?
Yeah, I mean, what we see right now, the shots are really Russian roulette, you know. You don't know. That's what we think, after also what Mike Yeadon pointed out to. And it's really interesting, like, on the tour we took, a woman who had a lot of really weird and terrible side effects, she had the same batch as someone in Denmark, you know. So it's, and this woman in Denmark is basically dying at this time, you know, like, or maybe not this moment, but rather soon, unless we find some a miracle to help her. So it's really a, I don't know, I have no words for this, and I really have a hard time understanding or even imagining what kind of mind a person must have who's involved in this kind of activity. Yeah, you know, it's unbelievably for me. We must really stop it, expose it, and then really start, like, that's my main project now, to really start investigating and getting everyone around the world together who has information. The pathology conference is also asking for people who have looked closely at this super speedy cancer development that we see, and, you know, all that has to be brought together, and then we can hopefully really start changing things.
Thank you very much. There's one last question.
Can you hear me? Yeah? Is it work? Okay. This is a question from Keros. And you all have had a hopeful message of hope. Previously also Dr. Perron and some others. What I wonder about is there is a plan. Some people call it a plandemic. And I wonder, how do we get out of it? And also, you know, if it's not... you know, about health, in the future it's going to be about something else, maybe the climate, etc. So how do they get out? How do they admit, and how do we move forward or get out of this plan? Thank you.
I don't really care if they get out of it. We have to get out of it. They can go to hell, because that's where they came from. We have to disconnect from them, set up our own system of economics, healthcare, et cetera, et cetera. As I said, it's happening already. And in order to make people understand this, we shouldn't even waste our energy on those 30% of which Professor Desmond says they're hypnotized. Because it's a waste of time, it's a waste of energy. What we should try is encourage our own people, those 30, maybe even 40% of the population who are with us already, who have been asking questions right from the start, and the other 40% who are sitting on the fence. And you can't do that by giving them the truth, not at this point, in small doses. We have to give them the full picture. It is difficult. We know that because we've been working on this criminal proceeding, which is going to be based on something that exists already, on the American grand jury investigation. And we've been debating whether or not to even talk about genocide. But that is ultimately what we have to talk about. We cannot start doing that by going into people's faces with this, because it's going to scare off a lot of the people who we think we can still get on our side. But we have to talk about it. It's on three different levels. The first level is this really a pandemic? No, it's not. It's been invented. We know there's a virus out there. Nobody's denying that. But it's no more dangerous than the common flu. And once you end that section, you of course have to ask, well, if it's not about health, what is it about? It's about they're trying to distract our attention from what they've been doing through the highly criminal financial system. It's a financial mafia. I know what I'm talking about because I used to work for Deutsche Bank, one of the most criminal outfits in the world. They've been looting and plundering our coffers, our public coffers. They've been stealing our money and our assets for at least decades, probably centuries. We're going to get it back from them. We're going to take it back. We're going to take apart all of these corrupt corporations. We have all the damages in the world. But the third level, which they're also trying to distract us from, is that this is happening on purpose. These are not side effects. It's happening on purpose. They're purposefully destroying our economy so that the American platforms can take over, Uber, Amazon, and all the others. And ultimately, we also have to face the fact that these are not side effects. The people who are dying, the people who are seriously injured because of the vaccines. That is what they've been trying to do. Vera said so. This is genocide. This is still their old agenda. It wasn't invented by Hitler. No, it was invented by some Anglo-Americans in 1900-something. And they used Hitler for a while. But these same structures, the heirs of these same people, are still around. That's why Vera correctly said, I can't believe I'm still fighting the same people that I fought 80 years ago.
Thank you.
We're going to finish that job. We're going to finish it.
Thank you very much. I really